The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt.
Triple M.
Oh, come on.
On Triple M's Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt.
Come on.
It's Grumpy Guys.
Oh, here we go. Look at these two. You should see their eyes. They're ready to roll. Dave's always ready to roll. Steve Old, he's the GM of the Tasmanian Hospitality Association. And Tommy
Hotel.
Lynch. What?
Hotels? Is it hospitality?
No, I said hospitality.
Hospitality.
Oh, you got on your shirt. I always think it's hotels.
I'm doing a David O'Byrne, but I've actually got the business rather than my own name.
Dave, come
well
on.
Well done.
Thank
Props.
You. Tommy Lynch, Secretary of the CPSU, and David Edward Noonan.
Yeah.
Incorrect quiz master.
I've already stuffed up today.
Now, Dave's very excited to be talking about this one, AFL boys. Now, with the recent 8-week suspension of Andrew Gaff, of course, for breaking the jaw of Andrew Brayshaw, and, of course, he's damaged about 4 of his teeth. They're dead. He's killed them. There's talks of the AFL bringing in the send-off rule that exists in pretty much every other code. I was actually really shocked to learn that you don't have a send-off rule in AFL. Boys, where are we standing on this? Who wants to kick it off? Stevie, you look ready to roll.
Yeah. I've always been against the send-off principle or red card principle in AFL, to be honest. I've been always just thought I'm against it. But I must admit, since the incident last week and conversations I've heard, then I've started to think, sort of sway a little bit to be a bit more open to the conversation at least. And I mean, not that Brayshaw going off last week affected the outcome of the game. I mean, West Coast were already beating them quite easily. But you do start to go through the old mindset of if that happened in a grand final in the first 5 minutes and someone went out and king it, Jack Riewoldt or whatever, in a grand final and he went off for the rest of the game, broken jaw, that just changes the whole outcome
You've
of the grand final.
You've got Tom on side.
Yeah.
We're in the grand final.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No, sort of news of Carlton players. I thought that was a bit extreme, but then basically he's off for the rest of the game. It can turn the outcome of a game. So I think there is a point to have that discussion. And as I said, that sort of incident, everyone knows you can't tolerate it. If it was on the one of the things we're fiercely advocating with the government is about the coward's punch, saying that those sort of things should happen and we shouldn't condone it, whether it's on a sporting field or out in a street somewhere. But I must admit I've moved slightly towards the thing. I'm probably open to have the conversation. Because, as I said, I think the way every other sport's got it, and I'm not a fan to say you just move because other sports have got it, but I do look at the fact that it will affect the outcome of a major game one day by, again, someone taken out. I was having this conversation with someone last night saying, if Richmond got an injury, whether it was, Rance or one of those guys, but imagine someone went out king at Rance in the first 5 minutes for Granny, that would just change the whole outcome of the game.
Well,
and is that the right look
before.
In a sport we want?
Surely that's happened before.
Oh, it used to happen
in
all AFL. The time.
Oh,
seriously, they used to, that was the scenario in AFL and NRL. You know what it was like. They go out to take out the top players.
Well, that's why I can't believe that this has never existed. Tommy?
Look, I think our starting point for this, and it's been, we've talked about the AFL a lot, is let's not change things unless there's a need to change it. I don't know. We're not seeing that sort of thing. We're not seeing
King
players
hits.
Go out and taking players out.
And it used
Clubs
to be
are
part
not
of
doing it.
It used to be part of the culture.
It used to be, but
so
it's
then
not
they just stay
the,
on and play the rest of the game.
Yeah. It's not
can
part of the culture anymore.
Players.
I just wonder. First of all, would the umpires have seen that thing on the weekend? I don't know that the umpires would have. I think they would have seen something happened.
On.
Bloke lying on the ground. They would have made a decision to then send Gaff off or not. And I don't think they would have had the right information in doing that.
We have the ability of, I hate using it,
The video ref
sort of
Let's
scenario.
Let's get a committee. Let's employ a few guys.
So here we go. We haven't actually seen great success. So didn't you say you lost $1,200 on the weekend because of the video ref?
Port Adelaide.
So, I just think let's not change something that seems to be working. 8 weeks, I think that will probably settle punching down a bit. I think people will realise that even if he didn't intend to punch him in the face, that's what happened in the end.
Yeah.
And
it's a
big penalty. Mm. In finals and things, I think in grand finals, the penalties are all doubled, aren't they? So, yes, you would lose a massive amount of the following year. I don't think players will do that anymore. I don't think clubs will be involved in that culture. So, no, I don't think we need to make the change.
I guess in a GF, though, I mean, you can potentially have, say, if you've got a retiring player, They can really take...
Alistair Lynch.
They can take two people out if they want to, and with no repercussion for their team in that game at that time.
And the way the game evolves, I hear you, but I just go, it will happen one day. It will happen where a coach says, we are going to struggle to beat these Richmond kicks. Let's say the first three goals. Some coach will send a player out.
You know, they'll say, Dave Noonan, you're on. You're on for 5 minutes.
I don't think that'll happen, because I think the culture has changed in footy. What I do worry about is the likes of Razor Ray Chamberlain, who's one of the umpires, who's a show pony, who can overreact. And so there can be a collision, and he'll go, I've got the power to send someone off. I've got a red card. He would love getting a red card up. He's that sort of guy. And you see refs in soccer too. They're the same. It's an ego thing for them, and there are situations often where you can define a grand final by someone being sent off who shouldn't be sent off just as much as by not sending them off.
So I will say, though, in NRL, you think of it's very rare for a player to be sent off. It's big now. It has to be something pretty full-on, like what's happened with Andrew Gaff.
I just worry that whoever's sending him off, and Tom's saying, you know, have they got the right info? Probably not. And then who do you employ to do that? It's time-consuming. Do we wait 15 minutes until they make a decision?
Yeah, that doesn't happen in other codes, though. They seem to manage it.
Like I said,
it's very rare that someone does get sent off.
Personally, I just don't see any need for it. I think you're right. I think an eight-week penalty will shut everyone
down.
Maybe we should
trial it in some games coming up.
Some
games they're playing that don't mean anything.
I think they're in Phuket at the moment.
Grumpy's Part 2 coming up right after this.
The Dave Noonan Show with Al Plath. The catch-up show on Hobart's Triple M.
Oh, come on.
On Triple M's Dave Noonan Show with Al Plath.
Come on.
Grumpy Guys.
That's right. We have Tommy Lynch, Stevie Old, and David Edward Noontang. Now, here is a little bit of a curly one for you boys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This has just come out of nowhere.
Well, I always feel like we're three little dogs just about to be fed meaty bites.
Okay, boys, here we go. Would you rather, we're going to do a would you rather today, just for something different. Would you rather continue to age, like have a really old head from the neck up, but a smoking hot young body neck down, or vice versa? Have a nice, beautiful young head, but a really old body. Wrinkly, old, saggy. Okay?
Old head, young body, absolutely.
Would you? old head, young body.
It's really funny you say that. I was at a pool earlier this year, and I was in the pool, and I saw this guy get up out of the pool, and I thought, oh, he's pretty cut. And then I looked up, and I saw his head. His head was about 105. It looked like someone had taken a head and stuck it on someone's body. It looked weird.
You get to keep all that old experience in your head.
Yeah.
But you've got a smoking young body.
Okay, all right. I'm
with Tommy, I reckon. I just think, you know, I was thinking along the lines of healthier. If you had a healthy body, you might live longer, et cetera. And, you know, I've put up with an ordinary head for a life. I'm happy to have a decent body.
Stevie, that is rubbish.
With Tommy. I think if you go for the... If you're a decent body, it might mean that you're healthier, et cetera. And that's probably the lines I was thinking about. That's the lines I was thinking about. Tom took it down a completely different...
Absolutely.
Dave Noonan?
Yeah, I'd go for the body as well. And then
would you really?
Go and have a facelift, mate.
Oh, true.
It's easier to have a facelift than it is to have the whole body done, isn't it? And cheaper, probably.
I'll say cheaper.
It probably is cheap. See, I'm the other way around.
What would you do?
I'd rather have a nice young face because you can hide your body.
For selfies, because you take out the selfies.
No, I don't. You can
Instagram.
You can do anything on radio.
Only with quackers. Well, I asked Steph, who's at our station too, and she said the same. She said young face, old body, because you can hide it. Cover that stuff up. Nobody needs
to
see that.
Got that young body, you don't need to hide it.
Yes.
Just walk around with a mask on.
What do they say? You don't
smugglers.
You don't look at the mantelpiece while you're stoking the fire.
Exactly.
Thank you, Grumpy.
The Dave Noonan Show with Al Plath. The catch-up show on Hobart's Triple M.
Something that's giving you the oomps. Can you use the beep? I love it when you do that.
Well, yeah, I could, but no, I don't have it here because, well, just full disclosure, we've completely changed our software overnight. So I'm just happy that
it's all gone smoothly.
I'm so ecstatic that we haven't gone off air yet. So
that's
no,
all going well.
I'll just have to give you a bzzz.
Any day of the week we've got Monday moan, Tuesday tirade,
Wednesday whinge, Thursday
thrash. Here it is. And Marcus, he's fired up. I don't blame you, mate. This I reckon there'll be a lot of people who agree with you about this.
Mm.
Take it away.
Yeah, look, I'd be interested to hear from your viewers.
Viewers?
You know, or listeners, rather.
Lucky viewers.
That's okay.
So just to hear, you know, their stories of frustration and dealing with councils and legislation and so forth.
So what's happened with you?
Well, look, my experience probably started in the early 2000s. I built a house and really progressed through no problems at all, and even as an owner builder. I've done, I repeated that probably in 2013. I didn't find that experience all that enjoyable. Took around 6 months.
What have you got now? You want to build a shed?
Yep. So I've just got a block, seaside block. All I want to do is build a couple of sheds. They're under the 18 square metres. You go to the...
So how big are they? Tell me how big they are.
One's 3 by 2.4 and the other one's 5 by 3.
Okay. According to the planning scheme, which this is the planning scheme that was brought in, the new planning scheme, you should be able to just build them and not have to worry.
That's correct. So I'm sort of looking at documents now that are from the Consumer Building and Occupation Services fact sheet, which the Department of Justice produce in response to their interim and planning schemes that the local councils have. It's just got a little matrix down there, and it'll say non-prefabricated shed, carport, garage, updating.
You can do it yourself. And what's happened?
You can do it yourself. I've got a ream of paper which in front of me, which is applications to local council.
Which council?
This one's Tasman Council.
Yeah.
I've gone through all the other councils and they look to be doing the same sort of thing.
And so how long's it been going for?
Four months now. So
this is for something that you should be able to just do yourself and not have to worry about council. Council have made you fill in all these forms and taken 4 months and you still haven't got it built.
That's correct.
Yes, that is.
I still haven't got an answer whether I've even got a permit. So essentially, I don't need a building permit, but apparently, I need a council planning permit.
It's ridiculous. Councils, seriously, you make it so hard often to do things that it just makes it nearly impossible for people to do it.
Yeah. Yep. Totally agree. Yeah. If it hadn't been for, you know, family sort of, you know, wanting to sort of forge this, I'd have just put it back on the market. It was just really, really frustrating.
Yeah, it gets to that point, doesn't it? I mean, you went through a heck of a lot of frustration with your renovation.
Yeah. Thanks, Marcus. You feel a little bit better?
Yeah, just a tad.
The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt, the catch-up show on Hobart's Triple M.
What's it time for, buddy?
It's time for Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. This house is not for sale. 2018 Australian tour this December. Tickets on sale now. Ticketek.com.au.
Get ready now for Bon Jovi. Okay.
Oh yeah.
It's pretty simple. You've just got to be a club member, and then you've just got to register, and you could be going to watch and listen. You can do every sensory thing that you've got.
Yeah,
you can feel,
taste it.
Bon Jovi. As Yolanda, maybe. G'day, Yolanda.
Hello.
Who's battling against adversity. She's got a four-week-old baby there.
Oh, congratulations. What did you have?
Little boy.
Little boy. What's his name?
Xander.
Imagine if it was John Bon Jovi.
I said, is it your first? And she said, no, it's my last. Which also happens to be your fourth.
Yes, yeah, he's number four.
You're a busy mama.
Okay.
Mind you, mamas of one are busy mamas too.
Oh, God, aren't we all?
You said he's one of my favourite singers, Bon Jovi, so any chance I can belt out a tune of his, I will. If you don't get this, I'll be absolutely shocked.
We'll
be devastated.
We'll be borderline disgusted in you.
Baby brain or no baby brain, you'll get this.
Have a listen.
We'll give it a shot. Whoa! Way there. Whoa! Living on a prayer.
Oh, yeah, keep going, keep going.
That.
Take my hand. We'll make it, I swear. Whoa!
Well, look, I don't think there's any need, but let's check it.
What was
you have absolutely nailed that.
What was little Xander doing while you were doing that?
Xander.
He was looking at me as if I'm a bit queer.
Xander, Vander.
Is it Xander or Vander?
Xander. Like off Buffy.
Oh, hang on. Oh, with a V?
Yeah, with an X.
Oh, Xander. Oh. Xander. Yeah, I love my bad, Dave. The only reason I queried, I used to work at a hot dog stand called Vander's.
Yeah.
Anyway, really?
I was thinking you called him hot dogs.
You are now on the standby list for Bon Jovi. This House Is Not For Sale, 2018 Australian Tour for Triple M. It'll be at the MCG Saturday, the 1st of December this year. And tickets are on sale now at tickertech.com.au, but you might not need them. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck, and good luck with little baby Xander today. I hope he's hope you have a minimal nappies day today.
The Dave Noonan Show. With Al Platt.